weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Come in, Tig from Tiger Drops and the Hemp Foundation. Are you there?
G'day. I'm good, Jono. How's yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. Now, you're, of course, filling in for Chris Fowley, who happens to be in the UK at present on his way to Amsterdam to, no doubt, do some, I don't know, research. And
a lot of research, I imagine.
He sent me a message this morning, Tig, saying you could perhaps throw in that I'm in the UK and finding CBD is widely sold in corner stores, cafes, pharmacies, supermarkets, and food, drinks, everything you can think of. And he sent me a bunch of photos of just various stuff that's retailing over there.
It's also in the Queen's souvenir shop as well.
Why on earth do we not have such access to it down here?
Well, I think it's really all market protection, to be honest with you. Over half of all medicines target your cannabinoid system because it regulates most stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the easiest way to target your cannabinoid system is with cannabinoids.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't access them, you have to get sick and have pharmaceuticals.
Are you suggesting that Big Pharma might be stopping us having access to them in Aotearoa?
Well, if anyone wants to Google Big Pharma and free trade agreements and Big Pharma and Helen Clark, you'll find that they tried to get Helen Clark fired when she was health minister, and they also lobbied against New Zealand getting free trade agreements to try and bend us to their will. So I guess I am.
Okay, all right. Time to do some digging on that one. Now, hey, Tig, you're on your way down to Road to Vegas.
I'm here. I'm on the setup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the North Island GP conference down here. I think the eighth time I've been. Here to teach doctors about an untaught physiological system, mm-hmm. your endogenous cannabinoid system. Too many long words in this field.
How on earth did you go about setting this up? Obviously, you've been doing it for a while, so you must have almost a permanent slot booked down there. But what's the process, and what are you teaching them?
Oh, the first one, I just killed myself selling $5 raffle tickets until midnight on the streets of Ponsonby Greyland, was supported by by some good people who helped me with some Pledge Me campaigns and stuff. It's always smell of an oily rag. I've got a couple of donors, literally about four, who kick in between 10 and 25 bucks a week or a month, and that's a huge help. Because it's $5,000 minimum for a stand.
Wow.
No, it's medical space, man. Big money.
Yeah.
And then basically what I do is I have state-of-the-art evidence as to why it should be a medicine,
mm-hmm.
and then I have the evidence as to why it's also a food, and then I sort of ask the question, why is it a prohibited food? So it's really about just offering, but at the same time, I've just had one professor tell me I'm a fucking idiot today already,
mm-hmm.
Which is fairly extreme response, but I've been causing them some trouble by asking why they've been saying that 15 grams of THC can kill you,
mm-hmm.
in the Ministry of Health's latest guidance for doctors. I just try and show them the evidence, but everyone's got their own ideas of what evidence is.
Okay, so the setup, it's kind of like an expo.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
And I have a double stand, and this time I'm playing with the big boys. I've got a 6-meter banner stand, along the bottom. It's 10 meters of infographics on the bottom, and now I've gone up, and I've got cannabis is for everyone up above. Another 6-meter banner up above, because every year I give away free craft beer, Garage Project this year and last year. And the Rigging Boys are always keen fans on the beer, and they've saved me about $6,000 by putting that sign up for free this year.
Yes. Nice.
Now, I mean, have you found anyone has been receptive in the last couple of years or at this particular conference? And what sort of things are they surprised about when you talk to them about hemp and cannabis?
Yeah, the uptake is really slow. No one really is interested in changing their jobs, or do anything particularly different, or doing... Doctors are a very risk-averse group, by and large. Like, good people, but risk-averse. Yes. And that means conforming, by and large, I think. And that makes change a little bit hard. Apparently, doctors over 35 just do not change their prescribing habits. So it's been it's slow. It's really, really slow. But I have met some good people, and I've become a bit less mental and passionate, and I'm trying to tone it down and just appreciate it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes, totally. Now, I mean, what are some of the concerns that you encounter from doctors?
Lack of evidence. Because they have an idea as to what evidence is. But what's funny is they've kind of, like, in the olden days, doctors used to work out what medicine was by what it did. Whereas these days they kind of have to be told. There's a recent study, a really interesting study out just this month, and it asks the question, how come there's thousands of papers of preclinical evidence and many papers of observational patient evidence, and they all say, yes, cannabinoids are really effective ways to treat this, but the RCTs, the high quality, meaning the big money, randomized controlled trials, don't say that? How come the evidence isn't generated? And the answer to that, I'd suggest, is probably who pays the piper pays, plays the tune.
Yes. That's very true, isn't it? Because I think how it sort of works, the big pharma funds the universities to do the studies, right? And they kind of have a sign-off on the academic research that gets
produced. They would deny that. And they've got... Like, tracking the funding for Otago and Auckland is really difficult. I managed to find some for Otago a few years ago, and it was like $66 million, I thought. I think I remember. But I can't find anything anymore. It's very difficult to find it out. But in, like, Auckland and Otago both have world-class cannabinoid research labs and people. But as far as I'm aware, they're all funded for synthetics.
Yes. I mean, with legalization rolling out across the US and them becoming a bit softer on cannabis, would that mean that the big US universities will be exploring more research in the area? And I know it takes a long time, but is there hope that trickling down here?
We're a different market. I think that's the easiest way to answer that question. We're a different market. Different markets operate by their own rules, or the rules that are set for them. I don't know, to be honest, mate. It's tricky. All we can do is just, each one teach one, learn and share. Cannabinoids regulate normal function. It's a vegetable. You don't have to smoke it. You can eat it, You can make it into an oil. Cannabinoids regulate normal function. We make more than 60 cannabinoids in our body. The plant makes more than three times that, more than 180. And cannabinoids regulate normal function. That's a very valuable plant you could and should be able to grow in your garden.
Yeah, for sure. So what's on the cards for the rest of the time that you're down at the expo? Just pounding the pavement? Any other sort of things happening?
Well, go to a few presentations. There's usually a lot of misinformation here. Last year we had Associate Professor Charles Newton-Howes from Otago telling 1,000 doctors in a room that there was not a single good reason for them to prescribe cannabis or cannabinoids. It's like, but what about your cannabinoid system that regulates most physiological functions, and it is the target of over half of all medicines. Isn't that a good reason to prescribe cannabinoids,
mm-hmm.
Associate Professor? You know, so there's usually stuff like that to watch out for.
Okay, nice one. Hey, Tig from Tiger Drops, anything happening that we need to check out at, on the Hemp Foundation website or Tiger Drops site?
No. Go to the Hemp Store. To there. They've got great stuff. And the Hemp Foundation. If anyone is interested in learning more about the field, go to Learn. Click on the link. I've put my medical horse up there. There's no cost, no charge, no nothing. Just read, learn, share. And then, if you're interested in holy oil, you know, Tiger Drops is there. Spread the gospel.
Legend. All right, Tig, hey, thank you very much, and have a good old weekend down there.
Thanks, Jono. You too, mate.
Cheers.
All the best, BFM.
Bye.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.